Today, the Supreme Court paved the way for the reopening of an issue that many had believed to be settled years ago. That case involves the use of the herbicide Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. The chemical was later blamed for making many veterans sick with cancer and other illnesses, and in 1984, the veterans reached a $180 million settlement with Dow, Monsanto, and other chemical companies. That settlement provided money to veterans who became ill or died after exposure to Agent Orange.
The money from that settlement ran out at the end of 1994, but Joe Isaacson and Daniel Stevenson were each diagnosed with cancer a few years later. Both are Vietnam veterans who had been exposed to Agent Orange. The two have sued the chemical companies involved in the class action suit. An appeals court found in favor of the two men. The Supreme Court deadlocked 4-4, with the Ninth Justice, John Paul Stevens, recusing himself.
Gerson Smoger is a lawyer for Joe Isaacson and Daniel Stevenson. He says they're not bound by the existing settlement since they became sick after 1994.
They were not parties to the settlement because they were denied due process. Therefore, the settlement didn't cover them.
The argument from the other side, as I understand it, is that once a class action settlement is reached, that everyone is bound by that earlier ruling, that it can't be relitigated or else every class action would be called into question.
That's correct. That's the argument from the other side. And the response to that is that when you try to collectively settle for large groups of people, make sure you observe all their rights. Don't deny their constitutional rights because they're not sitting there in front of that court. And if you want to try to do that, then you face the risk that it can be reopened.
But I would think this would come up in just about any class action case, and it's hard to imagine how any settlement would hold if any other client could come forth at other times after the settlement is reached and say, hey, I wasn't represented, I wasn't a part of it.
Theoretically, somebody can do that. The reality is you have to say what constitutionally led you to be denied adequate representation. In this case, there was nobody that was there to represent people who hadn't manifested injuries yet, nobody to advocate for their needs, and there was an allowance that these funds had run out in 1994. They should never have been part of the settlement. They wouldn't have been aware of what was going on. They wouldn't know the issues. Daniel Stevenson, for instance, at the whole time of the settlement, the lawsuit was going on, was working in Saudi Arabia. So to bind him to that settlement and then tell him that he gets nothing is what we argue to be unconstitutional, and that's the result of this holding.
What happens with your clients now?
They get to continue on in their lawsuits, which is all they've been asking for, to get the rights that everybody else would have. They get to say, we can continue, we can have a lawsuit like anyone else, we have devastating cancers, and we can seek recoveries from the people that manufactures the chemicals we were exposed to.
And does this ruling then open the door for other soldiers from the Vietnam War who might have injuries that could conceivably have been caused by Agent Orange to do the same thing, to file a lawsuit and
Absolutely.
Ask for damages?
Absolutely does. The decision basically says that for those people who were disabled or discovered or were injured or, you know, just found out about their injuries, which are usually cancer or type 2 diabetes, after 1994, that those people have a right to bring individual lawsuits and are not foreclosed as the defendants have already always said they were. Defendants have always taken the position, there's nothing we can do, it's done, it's over, you can't do anything. And now this decision says that they can go forward.
Mr. Smoger, thanks very much for talking with us.
No problem.
Gerson Smoger is a lawyer representing Vietnam veterans Joe Isaacson and Daniel Stevenson. Today, Dow Chemical issued a statement that read in part, "While we're disappointed at the loss of finality that today's decision produces, we are confident that this litigation ultimately will be dismissed."